He has reached the place of safety and has won the victory. No mirror became iron again. No bread became the wheat and the sap and the staff. No full-grown grape became a young grape. No mature fruit became premature fruit. Become cooked and be far from change for the worse. Go, become the light, like Burhani Mubarak.
Burhan-e-Muhabbat is the name, but it has the meaning. Burhan means explanation, giving the reason, proof. Muhabbat means researcher, somebody who is looking for haq, somebody who is doing tahqiq. Yes?
When you have become free from self, you have become wholly the proof. When the slave has become not, you have become the king.
So you are enslaving yourself in a way. Do you remember how we enslaved ourselves?
Stuck in our bad habits.
By becoming the follower of your handmaiden. By becoming follower of your intelligence. You come here, you have the brain, you have the heart. You became slave of your brain. If you look at yourself carefully, you don't act as if you have a brain. You look like your brain have you. You believe that you're your brain, in a way. When you say my hand, you see this. When you say my foot, you feel that. When you say my intelligence, you feel you. It's not you, it's your intelligence. Right or wrong? It's even funnier than that. Think about your feet. If they cut it away, what will happen? Suddenly you are not complete, right? If your brain is cut away, you're not incomplete. You're just in coma. Or you're anesthesia. Or, simpler than that, you're sleeping. When you're sleeping, where is your intelligence? It's not there. Because intelligence is a part of me. And any single moment I'm ready to lose my intelligence, if I could keep my goodness and kindness. Because that is not based on the intelligence, it's against it, it's based on feeling. The passion I feel about kindness is feeding me. Not the intelligence, because intelligence is being calculative, is being opportunistic and things like that. And yes, it's a part of me and I live with it, but it's only a part of me I attend to rest of me. There is one me, which is feeling, which could be like this. Let's explain it like this. Imagine that this is the best hotel in the universe with the best service, and it has the best view. It's the most expensive holiday resort, okay? And this one is a caravanserai near a ruin in a forest. Okay? And imagine that a fellow had passed a very difficult path, and he'd been walking and hiking right here, and this fellow with helipod, they brought it here, okay? This fellow who is in here, you remember, he's rich, he's famous. What else do you want? Add to it whatever you want. And the guy is a little bit hypersensitive. Means the guy is worrying about the germ. So he will not shake hands with anyone. And he doesn't come out of that hotel because of the pollution, of the problem, of all of that. He's living there alone. Right? Did you get this one? Mm-hmm. It was Onassis. Mm. Yeah. Uh-huh. He was the richest fellow in the best condition. I'm not making up. And here, this is a simple guy who is forced to go and work as a social worker within a group that are abusing the fellow, and he's just sitting over there, and whenever it points time, it will go in this ruin, the temple, the ruin, to pray. Good? Which one do you choose to feel like? That's the problem. You see how obvious it is. Rumi will say, someone in the paradise with bad thoughts is miserable. Someone with good thoughts in hell is happy. We don't say this is better than this. This is just an example to understand that I'm two persons here. One is the physical existence with animal needs. And they're all correct, but there is another one. And both is me, not one of them. My feeling, my passion, is not in my brain. It's not in my intelligence. My intelligence will say that going that far, spending that much of money and time and energy is waste. And I do it just because it feels good. I know there is a needy person dying. I went and visited this fellow, who's not my friend even, but because he's dying of cancer, now he has the worst time. I changed that worst time to a little bit better with half an hour of visit. He's dying, we have no relationship, there is nothing going in between even. And honestly, I didn't do it to make God happy. It felt good to me. I believe I cheated because I gained something. It felt good, that's it. That's simple and should be enough. Like what? Remember when we say something is beautiful? End of conversation. It's beautiful, it's good. Don't talk about the use of it, that is it useful, it will pay back. No, it's beautiful, it will lift my spirit. That's what I need. Yes, please.
And if you wish to behold plainly, Salamuddin has shown it forth. He has made the eyes to see and has opened. From his eyes and bearing every eye that has the light of who has discerned poverty. The Sheikh is one who, like God, acts without instrument, giving lessons to his disciples without anything said. In his hand, the heart is submissive like soft wax. His seal makes now shame, now fame. The seal impressed on his wax is telling of the seal ring. Of whom again does the device tell, graven on the stone of the ring? It tells of the thought of the goldsmith, is a chain, every link in another. Whose voice is this echo in the mountains of the hearts? Sometimes this mountain is full of a voice, sometimes it is empty. Wherever he is the sage, the master. May his voice not forsake this mountain. There is a mountain that doubles the voice. There is a mountain that makes it a hundredfold.
Now we're talking about a voice, which is generally a bong, means calling, that major alert. What is that? Can you say, listen, whatever there is, you could think about the maker, the other part. This is how we look out at ourselves. Okay, one part of me is doing this, the other part of me is like that. But let's go back. You remember we said, you are the king because you have the ring. Remember the Solomon? Solomon is the king of the king of the king. No negative stuff about Solomon, and no problem with him. He doesn't have problem. He talks even to the cloud, he talks to the ant. Everything is good. Why? First of all, because he's Solomon. Means he's healthy, he's pure, he's Sodom, he's Muslim. All of that. That's Salama. And we know it's because of the ring. God gave him a ring. That ring has the stone. The other stone is emerald. You remember the story of the stone and the ring. You know the ring? God gave Solomon a ring. One day Solomon went to a very high exclusive restaurant. Washing his hand, he forgot the ring. The Satan, always present, grabbed the ring, put it on his hand, he became like Solomon. We'll go around, doesn't need to say I'm Solomon. Everybody accepted him as Solomon, and our Solomon, poor fellow, could do zilch. He could do nothing. The only thing he could do was going back to God, crying and begging for forgiveness. Then the God will call Satan, slap it, gives the ring again back to Solomon, and Solomon never took out the ring again. Means you should do the same. What does all that mean? Means that Solomon, who is a prophet and a king with all the power and all the magic, and all of that, without the ring, is nothing. And the Satan, just with that ring, will become Solomon. What is that ring? What is that emerald? It's a stone of love. Means God gave love to Solomon. Not give it to have it. It's a ring. It's like this. You should become a slave of it. That's what the ring is. Do you remember any ring? The ring you should remember. Will. Any? The ring of the camel's nose, the opening of this book, says there is a size to that. That is what is leading the camel. That is what we are going to talk in this book. That ring. Yes?
Can you
It's the ring